they, thousands of years ago, those naive people, we find the base of mysticism. Because that is in we. First is curiosity. That is more than the curiosity of the animal we have. An animal couldn't care less about that dark spot, you remember? The darkest spot in the sky, which nothing was there, deep space Hubble, or 200,000 galaxies. That darkest spot. Animal doesn't care. But wouldn't you? Even when you look at the fake picture of it, they mix the X-ray and blah, blah, blah. You go like that. This is in we. So, let's discover. To become rich, what should you do? You know better. Am I supposed to tell you what to do? Did I ever do that? Let's talk about Rumi. Did ever Rumi did that? In our principles, we don't tell people what to do because we believe nobody has the right to tell people what to do. The people, they have it in their heart. They will discover it. The goodness is not lost out there. Where is the goodness? Yes. Where is it?
In your heart.
No, there is not. There is no goodness. You could create it. We create the goodness. The things that we don't create has no value. A living creature is eating another one. Is it good or bad? Oh, depends on the movie. They started to show you these little animals and all the danger. Now the baby, it's too bad that the lion is eating this. So if they are showing a lioness raising up, the lion is good. Oh, finally found the food. Because hunting is no good, no bad. Let me talk about the worst thing that you could put in your echelon to say what is bad. What do you think about cheating? Is good or bad? Before the human being, cheating is the best ever. Yes. All the beauties in animal kingdom are cheating, camouflage, hiding for hunting, and it's beautiful. Because cheating is what animal does, cheating the death. Because animal is a system that should die in a couple of days. Except it will absorb something, energy, right? So killing another animal is no good, no bad. Because in animal kingdom, honesty doesn't exist. And honest, I always say that because I really imagine, and it's funny, imagine an honest tiger. Every single morning when he wants to go to hunt, he will say, "Nah, I'm coming." This tiger will die out of hunger. Honesty is not for tigers, because tiger will get nothing out of it. What about me? Let's go back to those pleasures. Honesty is losing your benefit. Because if you're gaining, you're honest, you cheat when you're losing, you want to win. Okay? You lose. But there is a joy and satisfaction here. Why? Because I'm stupid? It's completely different. Why? What is the difference? It's bad for me. But it's not bad for we. So I suffer, but I have the pleasure of being in this we, like all your feet. They are carrying you, the pain of your way, permanently. They're a part of your body. When they have to play their role, they play. And when they're tired, you can all count on them. You should lay down. There is this we. If you could, once for all, understand it and imagine it, because it's out there and it's imaginable. My own way is a little bit silly because of the background of mathematics. Mathematically, I feel that we. You could feel it. There is this we. Being in this we, suddenly I'm a different person with so many different details of responsibility which I have to dig, and only I have to dig. And it's always a choice, and the choice is permanent. Imagine a class that every single day there is exam. How does it feel? Any of you? Interestingly, I had a course like this. It was a course of construction in architecture school. There was a very lovely teacher named Hushangi Sanayi. He's alive, 90 years old now. He would arrive at 8 o'clock precisely. And this for you is nothing. Over there, nobody cares about time. He will come precisely. And if you open the door for the teacher, he will let you in. You don't go in, he will go in, he will close the door. He will say, when I come in, class is in order, nobody could follow me. Period, you're out. He will go, draw and teach for 2 hours. There is 15 minutes between. Next 2 hours, he will come and glimmer and say, now, write it down. What did you understand for these 2 hours? And he's the details of construction, which is one of the most important. Every single day. Do you think it was bad? Oh, it was one of the easiest courses. Nobody really worried about it because step by step you learn it, period. And nobody said, every single day exam, yes. If you're good, why worry about the exam? You will be happy. Because the exam will give you the corrections. Don't you want to have a test daily? That's what this life is all about. You have a daily test. Because we are talking about your choices. The choices you make is you. The personal one, we don't know about. What we know about? Your social one, the part you're playing. Your connection with humanity. That's what we're talking about. You have to know. You have to decide, learn, improve. That's the natural stuff. What can we do for you? Easy. When you go to the school, scientific school, the teacher comes down and will teach you something. What is it? It's a theory. Somebody thought like this, and the teacher will try to prove it to you, and you will try to understand it, and remember it, this is the science. Remember here, we are not the scientific part, because we are beyond the logic, right? We pay attention to exceptions, right? And in here, you're independent. Yes, you are it. Do you remember who are you? You forgot. You are the only creator of kindness on the earth. There is no other one. Kindness is the best value we talk about, and it is created by human beings. You are the creator. Remember those blah blah in different religions when they bring out the words that you look like God, you are God, you do. You are the creator of kindness, mehr, love. In animal kingdom, there is no place for that. Here is the potentiality. Our heart is connected. we have that in common passion. You remember we started that we have five deeper state of being. The first one was
common sense.
The second one, imagination. Third one, illusion. Fourth was thinking and talking, all that. And the last one was, ridiculously, yes, it is Apple again, the intelligence. This is how we go deeper. Now, this is your time, you have to go. Once again, the question, what is my role then? In education, they teach you like that. But when you go old-fashioned way, when you go to a master to learn, what will happen? Normally, when you go to a master, you do not important stuff. You will be like a slave, somebody which is there being used. Because you need time to understand that environment. Then you try to do this stuff. Master will never tell you, go and do that stuff. Like in PhD, the teacher doesn't tell you, go and take that subject and do that with it. You pick it up. You do it. The master will do one thing only. What is it? Will tell you what not to do. Warn you from the dangers. That's the only thing we did. Remember? Right from the beginning we said, listen, universe is perfect. And if it is not, none of our business. The problem is, if you're not happy, it's your own fault. Change it. Change your view. See the truth. The truth is not reality. The truth is the kingdom of kindness, which is a beautiful environment to begin with. Remember book two? We started with that. He said there are two pictures of me and you. One picture is the animal one, greedy one, logical one, which is logical one. But there is another picture, which is the picture of a lover, a picture of a good fellow. And I told you, look around you. You could find at least one to prove our case, okay? My case here in this room for the moment is Nelson Mandela. Period. We don't need to argue. This is it. You could be the best of you. How? Try it. But there are dangers. We have to warn you. This is what the book three will go. You will see some differences in book three. One was a visual one I forgot to bring in. Somehow. I'm getting old, I believe. It's some charter. You remember that in book one and two, what I did to this book, God forgive me, I divided it to the big stories. And I said, this is the technique he is using. Big stories. In the big story, he goes to the secondary one. It goes to the third one. And as I understand, it goes to the fourth one. There are four levels of the story. He plays with it. The big story is the chapter of the subject he's talking about. So even the name of the story, you will remember the chapter. It was in book one, it was in book two, it will be here as well. Okay? So you could divide this book to different stories, which will be the different chapters that we'll go and see. Then in each story, when he needs to talk about a point or go out and bring in one of these branches of philosophy, mainly, and ideas, he will go to another still.